Well, welcome into the fort, everyone that is listening to this podcast.
To my man in Singapore.
To our friend in Singapore. Something's touching my foot.
Dog.
It's the dog
That's
this time.
The dog.
Not Jojon. This is Philip Boughton, the PB.
Joe Johnson, the JJ.
Rosemary, the...
the RM.
Yeah.
The Rosemary.
The Rosie...
The girl.
Paul, County Road 41, PRCR41.
PRCR.
Reporting for duty.
Reporting.
Well, welcome in. Today we are talking about Get 'Em to the Greek. That's what we just watched.
Well, it's Talk Movie to Me Day.
It's Talk Movie to Me Day. We haven't done Talk Movie to Me in a while, and I needed some people to talk movie to me. So, yeah.
That's and we answered the call of duty.
And the call, I blew the horn. It was not three horns
for this diarrhea. Time
for explosive diarrhea. It was four horns for, hey, let's watch a movie.
What's the three horns for explosive diarrhea?
I thought you were here for that. It's like someone's tummy was rumbling, like, audibly.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what it was?
It might have been mine.
Oh, I do remember that.
And then it was like the episode we were talking about. Or it was like around when we were watching Thrones when they're like, one horn for a ranger returning, two for wildlings, and three for the White Walkers.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like three horns for explosive diarrhea.
It's the one that you're on, because then we have another one right after with the three of us, and then it's back to the two of us.
Kind of had to be there for that one, probably.
My apologies.
But
permission to come inside?
Permission to come inside, yeah. So, welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming inside. So we,
we're very much.
We watched Get 'Em to the Greek, a mid-2000s comedy. It's, for those that have not seen it, it's kind of like a spin-off of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, right? Where
Which
like,
one came first?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aldous Snow is Russell Brand. He's in both movies, and it's basically Get 'Em to the Greek is like a off of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like the rock star's life. Rose Byrne is in it. It's his girlfriend, Jackie Q. Jonah Hill, of course, is in it.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy is the manager. Or
Sean Combs.
He's not the manager. What is
What does he go by now? P. Diddy? Sean P. Diddy? Combs,
I thought it was
Sean
just Diddy.
Combs?
Diddy? I thought he changed
Diddy.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
I think it's Diddy.
Papa Diddy Pop? I don't know. I don't know what
Apparently it's 2010. I could have swore it was like 06.
No, what, this movie?
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That sounds about right. Because I was 15-ish when I saw it.
Yeah. The... What else? Who else is in that? It's basically that whole group. Is it a Judd Apatow movie?
Yeah. I saw that on the end credits.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
So that's like Knocked Up, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
What, he's the writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 40, like all those.
Yeah, those types of
The Paul
raunchy
Rudd,
comedies.
Seth Rogen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Raunchy.
Raunchy. Why don't you like it?
I don't know. It's just a word that's never like sat right with me. Like how people don't like the word moist.
Do you like the word staunch?
Yeah, that's a cool word.
But raunch.
Raunch.
I don't know. It just seems, I don't know.
It's like somebody saying ranch.
I think it's the idea of like something being raunchy. It just like sounds so gross to me. So it's
You're
off-putting.
A raunchy little boy.
See, don't do that.
Okay.
I don't like that.
You don't like that.
You
I
can
like
call
moist.
Me moist.
I like moist.
You can
like
call
moist?
Me moist, but not raunchy.
Moist cake.
Rose, what's your stance on moist?
I like moist.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like somehow damp is worse.
In a better way, though.
Like
I
how
agree.
Moist pisses people off. I
damp
like damp.
Feels more unsettled.
Damp, damp can be like a gross basement, and it can also be.
That's
like,
why I like it more because it's more disgusting. Somehow.
It can be like hot. So like you can be like in a hot damp basement.
Yeah, like you can be damp because you're fucking sweaty.
My pants are like, damp. Yeah. I don't know. That feels really unsettling.
What happened?
It's like swamp.
To you?
Yeah.
It's raining out.
Your pants.
In your
are,
pants.
No.
Right now your pants are sweaty?
No. I was just making an example.
We just watched a movie. We didn't do anything. I mean,
I mean, earlier when I was
golfing. I'm damp in my pants! Yeah.
That one scene, I don't know.
Which one?
The really awkward sex scene.
The threesome? Yeah. The busted three-way?
Yeah, that was tough. But anyway.
It was tough, yeah.
Can't believe you grabbed a handful of cock on that one.
Yeah. What were you doing, JoJo?
What did he say? He's like, that's the
release the emperor. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to use that.
So I guess our categories that we usually talk about, like, we've got a couple good ones that, did you write them down? Probably not.
I mean, I just had favorite song, favorite prop, relatable characters, favorite character, and beef.
Okay.
I think we should make a point to do movie in a nutshell for all of them, just for people who haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that not... Did you do it?
We can do that. I was going to say...
I can't recall which one it was.
I was going to say in this banter session, movie in a nutshell, and then just like favorite scene, favorite line.
Did you like the movie?
And then go into the category and ratings, I guess.
Yeah, that works.
So Joe John,
what's up?
The person who doesn't watch movies, can you give me movie in a nutshell?
No, I absolutely cannot. He wasn't paying attention to it.
Rose, can you movie in a nutshell me?
So Jonah Hill works at a producer's studio that P. Diddy is like, I don't know, like the president, the head honcho of, and they're trying to think of new, fresh ideas to bring in new revenue to the business. And Aldous Snow, who is Russell Brand's character, is like kind of reaching the point where he's about to be like a washed up has-been. Jonah Hill is a massive fan of his and decides, like, hey, I think it'd be a great idea if we did an anniversary show of this wildly successful album that he came out with 10 years ago. So, you know, let's go ahead and make this huge show sell out. It'll bring in a ton of revenue. And Diddy's like, yeah, have fun with that shit, because he's a drug addict. He's, you know, a fucking tough time to deal with. So the whole movie is just debaucherous ridiculousness of Jonah Hill traveling to London and then trying to drag Russell Brand's character to, it's L.A., right?
Yeah.
For the show.
Mm-hmm. They go to the Today Show.
Yes, and all the little events therein that he has to kind of deal with and trying to get him to, you know, buckle down and do this show so that he doesn't lose his job.
Shenanigans ensue.
Yes.
Yes, that is quite the nutshell. Thank you.
Well, great.
Well put.
By Planters.
Yeah. That segment is sponsored by Planters Nuts and Pistachios. Yeah, so I think this movie, I'm that person that during movies is like, ooh, I love this part. Ooh, I love this part. Ooh, I love this part. And I think my favorite part of this movie, do we want to do like the real parts or like the awkward, weird parts?
Your favorite part, whatever it is.
I think my favorite standout part is when they're at the Today Show and he's like, Jonah Hill's running around, like trying to get the lyrics for African Child. And he's like, oh, you're Meredith Vieira. My mom owes you shit. And then like, are you Paul Krugman? Yes. My dad loves your shit. And then, like, with the clap song, like, I'm so shit-faced. Like, those parts are my favorite. So just the Today Show segment.
My favorite was definitely the fuzzy wall, like, whole scene when he's getting the adrenaline shot.
Yeah.
They're just rubbing the wall and, like, switching out.
Yes.
That was by far my favorite scene. I was dying.
And I think this movie... off of that scene, this movie has provided, when life hands you a Jeffrey, stroke a furry wall. I mean, there's been multiple times where it's like, you know what? Life's really handed me a Jeffrey. What do I gotta do? I just gotta go stroke a furry wall.
I fucking love that it's like, I'm having a heart attack! And it's like, he gives him adrenaline. And it's like, he's not dead. Yeah. Like, it's the exact opposite of the thing.
Alive.
That's my favorite scene, is the entire time that they're, like, from the moment that he comes back and he's like, I wasn't able to get your score, until they make it to L.A. That is so good.
Destiny.
Fucking when he's, like, running and she throws a fucking pool ball right at his forehead.
That whole scene.
You look like Dennis Quaid. What? Randy Quaid, maybe. Paul?
I like both of those scenes. I also liked after when he's driving in the car back and he's still like hopped up on the adrenaline. Yeah. Just like, no, no. that was funny. And then during the morning show one, when he's going up the stairs and he sees the picture of Al Roker and it like scares him. Just that little like part. Love it. Crack up every time.
I love at the end of that scene in the car when he just starts screaming.
Also, just the, like, 10 seconds that Meredith Vieira, like, physically looks at Jonah Hill, and she's, like, the he's most disgusted. Yes. So concerned.
Yeah. My favorite, like, weird scenes or the weird moments is when, like, Jonah Hill first shows up to Alda Snow's house, and he's on, like, the balcony, just, like, looking over London, and Aldous walks by, and because he's probably like, who the hell is this guy at my house? And then he just, like, taps him on the shoulder, but it's not, like, a normal tap. It, like, he keeps his hand there, kind of, like, super weird. I don't know why, but I always thought that was funny. And then that first night they go out, the TV screen, like, Jonah Hill passes out, and then, like, on the TV, I swear to God, it's Zach Galifianakis. It has to be, but it's like a bunch of dudes in like white pants and like white sweaters, and they like roll a hula hoop, and then they're chasing it like it's some like super British like sporting event or something. And just how they run and me thinking it's Zach Galifianakis makes it hilarious to me. So those are like my little favorite parts.
Beautiful.
Yeah, great.
Well, all right then. I appreciate your feedback and your support there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, favorite quotes. Oh. I mean, is the Jeffrey and Stroke of Furry Wall your favorite quote?
Yeah, Furry Wall. Furry Wall is going to be related to a lot of my favorite parts about this movie.
Yeah.
That whole
I think really like got the me. Whole, you know, so many it's like so many good quotes in a row are in that scene. Mm-hmm. Like when he's like, you know, who would suspect anyone from a Jeffrey? Like, oh, my wife's got varicose veins. Yeah. Like just that it's like one after another, but I also think the song lyrics, I mean, obviously they're not quotes, but, like, they're also fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about my asshole. Like, just yeah. So good.
Jackie songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like, when he sings Inside of You, I feel like I remember hearing something that they created that on the spot, that he just was, like, wanting to sing something that's, like, if your ex is being sung to by her current, like, the one thing you wouldn't want to hear, and it's just the song Inside of You.
Oh, love it.
And then Jonah Hill, which, playing a different character, not the same character in Get Him to the Greek, but he's like, I just went from 6 to midnight, and he starts, like, rubbing his crotch in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I would have to rewatch it again.
Oh, it's my God. I love that part.
The only thing I remember about Forgetting Sarah Marshall is there's, like, a Dracula bar, or, like, that's his play yeah. that he's writing, mm-hmm. Which I really enjoyed, but, you know, I've got
Dracula brain, musical. So. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, any favorite quotes other than the screaming?
No, I mean, there was nothing that particularly, like, is my favorite quote. I like when Diddy's talking about, like, the mind fuck.
Yeah. Every Diddy scene's my favorite.
Yeah, Diddy's great. Or, like, when dirty mind. Diddy's up there and it's, like, his head when he's tripping and he's, like, eating his own head. I thought that was hilarious. That's not really a quote, but yeah. It was funny.
Or, yeah, in the beginning where he's, like, I'm gonna show you this something really that's gonna be game-changing. And it's, like, I'm gonna fuck your bitch. She's gonna suck my dick. Like, the fucking whatever the fuck that song
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that song was trash.
This isn't for me. This is for y'all. I'm going to be all right. I own 20 cuckoos.
21 yeah, what is a cuckoos?
I think it's like it's a chicken. It's got to be like a fast place. Food restaurant, I think. Yeah. Like, no I idea. Own 21 cuckoos. How many cuckoos y'all own? None. Y'all are fucked. Y'all are fucked. I love it. Love this movie. So, all right. Favorite song? Is that the first?
Yeah.
Favorite song? I'll take this one to start. my favorite song from this, and it's cool. This movie is like the infant sorrow that's like Aldous Snow's band in the movie. And so he has like a list of songs that I'm pretty sure they're on like Apple Music, like if you wanted to listen to the songs. But my favorite one from the movie is the one at the end. Pretty sure it's called Bangers and Mash.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost positive you're right. I have downloaded Bangers, several beans of these. And mash.
It's really easy to it's easy to know which one you're talking about.
Can I come for my bangers, my beans and that one.
Yeah.
That
yes.
One.
My bangers, beans and mash.
Bangers, beans and mash. That one is my favorite.
That's a good one.
I do love Inside of You, but I love that because of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So for this purpose, my bangers, my beans, my mash.
That's good.
Joe John.
Fuzzy Wall almost took it for me, but I'm gonna stick with the song that started it all. African Child.
No!
Nobody likes African Child.
No! Really?
I didn't listen to any of the lyrics.
You like African Child?
I thought it was funny.
You like African Child?
I mean, I thought it was funny.
Hell yeah, I like African Child.
Oh,
you're brush my teeth to that shit.
Brush my teeth to that shit.
Because I was going through the quotes, too, and then I wasn't sure which one, and then just the, let me find it again, where he's like, I'm the white African...
Space
white
Jesus.
African, yeah, I'm like a white space African Jesus. Space Jesus. That's not enough for me to say, though. I don't know. I thought that scene was funny.
Oh,
I feel like you guys were going to take that song.
There's fighting in Africa, and I thought, is this right? And turns out, you know, I asked a couple of people. Turns out it's not. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I made a call, and turns out, no.
Made a couple calls, and yeah, turns out it's not. So,
I mean, I just thought it was ridiculous.
Okay, well, yeah. Hey, you are allowed. You would be one of the few people.
Why do people, like, hate this movie, or this song?
This is why you gotta pay attention.
I thought you were talking about, like actual people. Like, you've talked to people about
But in the movie, because it's like racial, it was racist and condescending. Like when P. Diddy freaked out about it, or Sergio.
There's a African Child plays in the beginning. They like show fake rolling stones.
Yeah, it's like he's failing because of that. I don't know. I thought it was funny. I mean, I just for the sake of the movie, I thought it was a good song. I'm not saying I'll actually have that in.
I don't know the
my
words. I just stand here, play the drums, and do the Afro
rotation. Besides that, I'll go back to Fuzzy Wall. I mean, everything about Fuzzy Wall won me over here.
Oh, okay. You guys are fucking... You're missing it. It's The Clap. That's the fucking best song.
Damn it, that's mine.
I have downloaded that song 10 years ago, and I have fucking played it in my car.
Yeah, The Clap
you
is...
You got the itch. We got the scratch. It's so good.
I got The Clap. I got The Clap. I'm so shit-faced. Okay. Paul?
I'm going to second The Clap.
The Clap.
Yeah, that
fuck
is,
yeah.
That is a great song. So, all right. I like it. We got a bunch of different answers there.
I thought someone else was going to take Fuzzy Wall. That's what
African Child actually made the list.
That was a surprise.
Because Joe John half pays attention. So, all right.
I'm going back to those fucking Sergio quotes about the fucking furry wall where he's like... I'm gonna cover my house in this shit.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
It's gonna look like a werewolf.
My house gonna look like a fucking werewolf.
This looks like old pussies from the 80s.
I was trying to think of all so those good quotes when we were doing those. They're so good. I want my house covered in this shit. It's gonna look like a werewolf. My beans.
So much. Okay.
Favorite prop?
Ooh. Let's start with Paul. Let's go reverse.
Favorite prop?
Yeah, prop that you can take home. So in this segment, this is where you stumble upon the set, and you can take an item home with you or claim it for yourself. So when we did The Dark Knight, what did I take? The underground bunker? Yeah, the underground bunker.
Yeah, we got a little carried away.
Can I take his whole loft that he lives in?
Who? Sure, man. It's a set.
Aldous Snow's loft.
The New York City one? Or the
New York City one.
You can take the New York City one, yeah.
Will I claim that? As well as the bag of heroin that went up the bum bum?
Can I claim that too? You can claim one item.
You either get the loft or you get the butt heroin.
You don't get both.
What if the butt heroin was in the loft, though?
Nope. A choice
that didn't happen there.
Didn't happen there.
Then I want the hotel room where the butt heroin was, because that was pretty cool, too.
The hotel room?
The weird little... The Bellagio room.
Or whatever? Yeah.
So I'll take that.
Okay. We'll have to choose between those two at some point in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Rose?
Skip me, I have to think.
Dude, I feel like it's so obvious what I want.
Sound like Nadine at
what do you want?
I want those fuzzy wall props he had when he was doing the fuzzy wall song at the end of the movie. Yeah, when he was stroking the furry wall.
I already have that.
You don't want the large dildo that... Destiny shoves in him, or
she's like, and she said,
"Why does this keep happening to me?"
She's like, "Kiss it,
kiss it." So you want a furry wall? Do you want your whole house?
Yeah, I want that shit to look like a werewolf.
Do you want that shit or like a bedroom? Like if you walked into somebody's bedroom.
No.
And they had the whole bedroom.
They give me a rapey vibe. I'd feel real rapey in there.
It'd feel gross. Like, why is it hard? Why is the carpet hard right now?
Why is it hard?
I thought about that, like, when I'm looking at the hotel room. Like, it's cool looking, don't get me wrong. Like, the one with the furry wall. But they've got, like, yellow shag, long shag carpet. And it's like it's a hotel room. There's so much jizz in that carpet.
That's what I'm saying.
That you cannot get out.
Yeah, you can't get that out of that. Once it's in there forever.
So you want the furry wall. Me, Philip Boughton, what am I taking?
No, I don't want the whole furry wall. I just want one of the props from the
You just want one from the piece performance of section?
Because whenever life hands me a Joffrey, I can go rub my furry wall.
A Joffrey?
Yes, a Joffrey. Oh no.
I can't uncross these over.
Oh no.
Well, the one guy was John
when
Snow.
Life hands you a Joffrey, you need to poison it.
Yeah, poison it. Call Lyanna Tyrell.
Kill that little bitch.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, by the way, guys. For anyone listening through.
For anyone who hasn't seen Thrones yet. Or our episode,
we've done a bat.
We
spoiling
this. What item am I taking? I think I would take the... I'll take the heroin balloon. I'll take the heroin balloon, sure.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs, but I just think it'd be funny to...
What's this little paperweight over here?
Yeah, when I'm entertaining guests in my Dark Knight bunker, I can say, here is the heroin balloon from the movie... Get him to the Greek. Here is the recliner from Saving Silverman. And to be continued with more items to put in my bunker. So,
we have a whole little universe starting from this.
We do. Yes. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what I took.
What is Philip Boughton going to put in his special treasure bunker?
In his mind,
yeah.
I feel like I now realize I would take the Jeffrey and I would fucking smoke it.
just to
experience.
Sure. Well, yeah. Life will hand you a Jeffrey.
I thought you were going to take that.
And then I could
you can go to JoJo's.
Yeah, very well.
And touch his furry wall. So, perfect. Look at that. It happened so nicely there. Perfect. All right. We got favorite song, we got item, what else we got?
I wrote favorite character, which...
Favorite character?
For me, it's...
Go for it.
Yeah, for me, it's Diddy. Every scene with Diddy.
Sergio.
My favorite Sergio scene. Yep. He's so funny in this.
It's Biggest Loser Time. It's Daddy's favorite show.
Yeah,
so Sergio's great.
Easily my favorite character. I don't have a relatable character in this one, because that was another category we've done. But yeah.
And you were half paying attention.
And by the end, I was full paying attention. Once he was in there, like, well, traveling with them for a little bit,
yeah,
I was fully in there.
Yeah, you were.
Once he was mind fucking them.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character?
Mine?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let's go to Rose, because I wanna think about mine for a bit.
Hands down, Alda Snow.
Yeah.
Every minute of, like, all of it. It's just so good. Mm-hmm. The fucking rock performances, just his fucking weird British-isms, all mm-hmm. of it. So his fucking hair. Yeah. Why can't I have hair like that? I just...
Yeah.
I need that. I love me some Russell Brand.
And Russell Brand, I mean, really fell off the map. Well, he was in this, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was in Arthur. And then he just stopped.
Bedtime Story.
Yeah, what? But he was, yeah. like, a stand-up comedian. That's how he, like, yeah. came to be.
Then he just stopped.
He's a huge activist, too. I mean, he's not so much involved in, like, Hollywood anymore, but he's yeah. he's an activist.
Russell, if you're listening, which I know you are, please come back.
Come back.
We miss you.
Baby, come back.
We love you.
Does he actually have a band? Like, does he actually perform music at all? Because, like, he's good.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please create a band called Infant Sorrow, Russell yeah. Brand.
I'd be in it.
I come to Water anything. Street.
Yeah.
I will come with Jeffries.
Yeah.
I will come with Fuzzy Walls.
What about you, Paul?
It's a tough one. I mean, I like Jonah Hill's character, like, at points a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when he's partying and having fun, like, he's hilarious. But also, I think he's a pussy for having a threesome and, like, just having his significant other tell him he's moving to Seattle and just kind of everything outside of that spell where he's just with him partying, I don't like him.
Yeah.
But in that spell, I love him.
So he's your favorite then, or?
I guess.
You guess.
At times.
At times. Well, because Aldis, I mean, he's great most of the time, but there's times when you're like, this guy's frustrating the shit out of me, so I'm...
Yeah.
He's not my favorite.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jonah Hill. I think he's... Anything he's in, for me, is just gold. The scene at the Today Show where he's running around is phenomenal. Yeah.
When he gets hit with the pool ball.
Gets hit with the pool ball. Yeah.
He's running around.
Yeah. And then just, I love when he's talking to the kid from Harry Potter. He's like, oh, what's up, man? Like, oh, I'm here with Aldous Snow. Like, oh, okay. Like, you should bring Professor Snape. Like, oh, yeah. People don't care. Like, he's sunning that guy. Loved it. So,
mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone have any beef with the movie? I really didn't.
I've got...
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
I've got one or two.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Do you want Does anybody else have any?
Any movie beef here?
Like, beef as in, like, didn't like somebody or didn't like something about the movie?
Didn't like either. Something about it, didn't like anything. Someone.
I didn't like his girlfriend. Hated her.
There you go.
I did not like her one bit.
Right.
Okay.
I thought about that. But
and
I
was, her
but
face.
Is it meant to be? So, because it's like, I don't like, I've seen Elizabeth Moss in a few things, and I've not liked her in all of those things. But in all of those things, she's meant to be a character that you have fucking issues with. So it's like either she's nailing the character and is perfectly cast, or I just hate her face. And I don't know which one it is, the girlfriend.
The lady from Handmaid's Tale, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I completely tuned off to that show just because she was so hard to watch as a main character.
But it's a hard to watch fucking show. Not, and it just beats on like that for seasons.
It was her.
It's hard material.
I didn't like her. I was like, I don't like, and she's just a bad main character. I don't know. I only watched the first season. There's a whole bunch of seasons out now.
Don't watch them. They'll crush your fucking soul.
Really?
Yeah.
My beef is also with him, like, getting back with her at the end. Like, I thought it was better when he wasn't with her. And, like, especially after the threesome thing.
A little cucked.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you probably... I didn't like
that. Is that what cuckold it is?
They, like, watch, right? They, like, watch their significant other getting counted out. That's what they do? Or
it's cheated on. And...
No, it's not cheat. They, like, get gratification out of watching their partner, with somebody.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, the textbook definition.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. My beef with the movie is, so I think that they took off of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like they brought Aldous Snow over. Jonah Hill is in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like, but it's not the same character.
Right.
So like, I always was like, oh, it would be so sweet if it was the same character.
Maybe he has identical twin.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, or if they just threw in a line like, yeah, I just recently got into this industry. I used to be a fucking, work at a hotel in fucking Hawaii or wherever
right.
it was. Yeah.
Well, he was trying to get him to, like, play his album, right? And Forgetting Sarah Marshall, didn't he?
He was trying to get him to do every, yeah. He was trying to get him to listen to his demo.
Yeah, his demo.
I brought you this coconut, here's a coconut cake from the hotel. It's from the hotel, it's not from me personally. So, yeah. That was always my problem with it, was you had that existing piece, like, it would have been phenomenal. And, like, they even reference with the blind medicine, the Kristen Bell or the Sarah Marshall commercial while they're on the plane. So it's like, you reference it, like, just bring it home.
The dad figure, I forget, his name is Jonathan Snow, right? Jon Snow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But when they're sitting in the hotel and Russell Brand's got the ukulele and the dad's got whatever guitar he's got, they play a song that's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Whatever song they're, like, noodling out.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I think that's when I went to the bathroom.
Sounds like a good conspiracy.
Conspiracy theories.
Speaking of which, I love the intro music for Theories on Series.
Thank you.
It was nice. Do, 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 do. Do, do.
No other beefs?
No. I think that's my beef. The beef... The Elizabeth Moss, yeah, I mean, she could be cooler. Jackie, I don't Lars, Jackie and Lars, like.
Oh, Jackie's Rose Byrne.
Yeah, Jackie's Rose Byrne.
Jackie Q.
Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic. Jonah Hill's character and his girlfriend, how they just got into bed and that was it.
I didn't like that the kid wasn't his. That kind of hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah. I like that the kid's not his because I fucking hate that kid.
What? Because it's Robin.
So many Game of Thrones references.
Sucking boobs and
Game when of he's Thrones. Like 12.
Yeah.
He's like, Mother!
Do it again when you're older. Mm-hmm. Cyclical.
Yeah. All right, so what do we got for the next one?
Besides that, just rating the movie, which actually works, because...
we do, like, factoids.
PRC's got to get out here
what do
soon.
You got, factoids?
I saw some interesting ones from IMDb.
IMDb.
So, I didn't know this until reading it today, but... So, all of the vocals in the songs that were made for the movie are actually all Russell Brand,
mm-hmm.
which I said it was hard for me to believe, because when he is singing them or lip-syncing them... On the show, it's, like, really bad. Like, he's really bad at lip-syncing his own fucking vocals. But they're all his, you know, his actual voice.
I thought that was done on purpose, though.
Maybe?
I thought, like, he was meant to have really bad lip-syncing.
I don't know.
That's how I interpreted that. Like, because of how much of a, like, joke everything is.
Emily Blunt almost played the role that Rose Byrne took, but she had to, like, pull out last minute.
Don't we all?
Emily Blunt...
Yeah.
What else is she in?
Quiet Place.
Oh, okay.
Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
John Krasinski's wife.
Yes. When Jonah Hill gets, like, shot with the adrenaline, and he's like, I'm alive! That was ad-lib. That was not a written line. He just threw it in. He was supposed to have a line. So this is what I read about the weird hula hoop. Thing. So it's not, it wasn't a real thing, but it says, when Aaron wakes up in the London hotel after a night out with Aldous, a game resembling cricket is on the TV in his room. It's actually a parody sketch from the Dutch TV show Jiskefit, aptly titled English Sport.
Hmm.
Apparently, Katy Perry had a cameo in this, but the scene was cut.
Mm. Is that because they didn't last? Were they still together when this came out?
When were they together?
They were only married for, like, 5 months.
In 2009?
I don't know.
I don't know how long they were together before they were married.
Is it a
spite
move? Like, no, cut that scene. We're not together anymore.
She broke his heart. Cut it out.
Did she or did he?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I don't care that much.
Joe John coming with the fire today. What else we got?
Factoid. Be right back.
We'll rate it then. PR.
I give it 8.25.
An 8.25?
Yeah.
Is that better than your Saving Silverman rating?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered what I rated Saving Silverman.
I think I gave Saving Silverman like a high 7. I gave this one a little bit higher.
Okay.
I just, you know.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen this one in a long time.
Yeah.
And truly enjoyed it. It was cracking up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give it an 8. I enjoyed it actually more than I thought I was going to. Especially once I got more into it. I was laughing a lot. I thought it was really funny. Hmm. Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised. I would recommend. I would watch again, honestly. Not right away, but in the future.
But, you know, maybe in
I will go home and watch a couple months tonight.
Another 15 years. There's always,
like, little things that you can pick up, like, each time you watch it that you didn't notice before. Like, that painting in the kitchen. You're like, what is that painting behind? Like, what the fuck is that?
It's like a stupid-ass dog llama. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, a red cow. I didn't know what that was. Prop. I was surprised you didn't pick that as your prop.
Can't smoke it. I mean, probably could, but...
Not with that attitude.
Only one way to find out.
Gonna be a big grinder.
I just meant, like, take it off the canvas and roll it up and smoke it.
Oh. I'm picturing literally breaking the whole thing up into a powder.
All right, man. Okay. It's a
powder. When life hands you a poster, stroke a furry cat.
Turn it into a Jeffrey.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other factoids, or do you want to rate it?
I gave up.
Okay.
Rose? What's your rating, Rose?
I would fucking rate this thing an 8.5.
An 8.5?
This is my kind of comedy movie.
Hot fire.
Yeah, this is like fucking this hot kind fire. Of zany, little bit cringy, a bit out there, like fucking Hangover style comedy movies are my comedy movies.
Hijinks ensue. Yes.
Shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Fucking Russell Brandon tight pants. 8.5. Give it to me.
We found Rose's weak spot.
Russell Brandon tight pants.
Noted. Well.
I think that's all of ours.
Yeah.
We're all damp.
We're all raunchy.
Oh.
I'm a bit moist.
See, that one doesn't do it for me.
What word don't
I? Did you rate it?
Not yet. I will rate it. I'm gonna go with a 7.5.
Ooh, the lowest in the room.
It's a good one. I think I gave 7 an 8. So I do think 7 is a better movie than this one. I do understand that those are drastically different rating scale, or not rating scales, but different qualifications. But I just think that, and I do think I did better than Saving Silverman there. So, yeah.
Do you remember what you gave Saving Silverman?
I think I was being a little cheeky and did a 6.9.
Yeah, you were like a 6.8.
But I don't remember.
That seems low for you. For
No, I think it was a high 6 is what you gave it. I think I remember that.
Yeah. Is this our highest rated movie, or did the Dark Knight
rate higher? Dark Knight was Dark Knight was a 9.
This one's an average of an 8.01.
Dark Knight was 9.7.
Between the 3 or 4 of us. I did the math, so you probably heard the clicking.
We need to look these up and then report them. Yeah. Put them on a leaderboard.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I just feel like for this movie, like, I just sat there like a doofus smiling with my teeth. I was like, the whole time. Like, nothing funny is even happening. And I was just like.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Well, hey. So, one other thing that I did want to say I do like about this movie is how they had him be vulnerable. And we can put this in anywhere. I don't know. But. When he's in the pool and he's like, I'm lonely. And that he was sorry and his shenanigans. Like, I liked that. That it was a movie that was funny, but it had that good piece of heart to it. I think it's rare. And I do think that, especially shows now like Ted Lasso, where like every episode has like that good piece to it. Like, I think there's movies and shows out now that there's a lot of just shit and it's all evil. And it's like, that's nice that he said that. And Jonah Hill was there for him. It's a good buddy movie.
That's so what makes it a feel-good comedy.
It makes it a feel-good comedy. So
I was thinking that, right after that, when Diddy is, like, just trying to, like, push him on, yeah, and Jonah Hill's like, no, we really shouldn't. And it's, like, obviously, it's kind of in a comedy movie, it's a more serious response to, like, drugs and depression and, like, whatever. And I think, especially thinking that this movie came out in 2010, like, that's more, they definitely made a point to make it, a topic. Yeah. And that was, like, you know, very rare for back then.
Yeah. So big props for that. So, yeah, as far as that, my other little piece, if you have a chimney that needs work at your house, Four Winds Chimney, look them up. Awesome people. Anthony, great guy, the owner. Awesome guy. They do fantastic stuff. Give them a call. Four Winds Chimney. All right?
Free promo.
Free promo. Yeah.
Kind of free.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah. So, take a...
I vote we change the speaker name to Destiny because her pubic region is in the shape of a speaker. I'm just going to throw that out
I'm
going
to come with a fucking...
Our microphone?
Yes. Like, name speaker. Destiny.
Yeah.
That's okay. Funny. And then we get more mics. We can keep naming them.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one is Destiny. Okay. All right. Well,
we're going to let Destiny get out of here.
Yep. Appreciate y'all for coming inside.
No one came inside. Nobody came inside.
It took 45 minutes. Somebody had to have
come
inside.
Why am I damp?
What? It's damp?
No one came inside. Why am I damp?
Yeah. How did it get damp in here? So, actually, waterproofing basements is something that Four Winds Chimney also does.
All right, they might not want that connected,
but
can they just waterproof?
They do fantastic work, I'll say that. Anyway, thank you all for stopping by today. Appreciate it. Love you all. Be nice to each other. Be kind. Take care. For Philip Bowen.
Joe Johnson.
Rose Murray.
PRCR41.
We will see you next week. Peace.
Peace. Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.